早安。
And we're thankful to get to be here this weekend.
我们很感恩这个周末能够和大家一起聚会。
We've enjoyed the last couple of days getting to know many of you better.
我们很高兴能够在过去这几天能够和大家加深了解。
And today I want to bring a message that I believe God has laid on my heart.
今天我想跟大家分享的一个信息，我感觉是神把它放在我的心里边。
And I've been praying and asking God since I found out we were coming, what should we speak on this morning?
当从我知道我被邀请来和大家聚会，我就一直在祷告，我需要带什么样的信息过来。
And in my mind, since we're coming to a church and we're candidating, I want to talk about something happy.
在我的脑，我自己脑子里想，我想今天是因为邀请我到这边是作为一个候选人，我想应该和大家分享一些很快乐的信息。
But then as I was studying the book of James, God led me to the topic of trials.
当我在学习这个雅各书这一章的时候，神带我特别的关注怎样去学习这个关于试炼的信息。
So it doesn't sound like a happy topic.
听上去不是一个很愉快的一个讲题。
But as I studied into it more and God showed me more out of it, there is happiness and even as we'll see in just a moment, there can be joy in that time.
当神带领我进入更深的学习，我发现在这个过程中有很多的喜乐。
And every one of us, we go through difficulties, don't we?
每个人在生命中都会经历一些困难的事情。
I think it would probably be safe to say that right now in this room, there's some heavy hearts.
我可以很保证的说，今天在这个房间里，可能有一些人心里很沉重。
And there's some trials in our life.
可能某些人正在经历生命中的试炼。
And as we look at James today,
今天我们一起看雅各书的时候。
I want to look at how as a Christian we can respond in trial.
我们一起来学习，作为基督徒，我们怎样去回应试炼。
Turn to James chapter 1.
我们一起翻开雅各书第一章。
We'll read the first 8 verses and then we'll have a word of prayer and get right into it.
我们一起读前八经节，然后我们一起祷告。
James chapter 1, verse 1.
雅各书第一章第一节。
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings.
做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请散住十二支派之人的安。
Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and incomplete, lacking in nothing.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Hey, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for this time we have to be here in your house.
感谢你今天带领我们来到你的殿中。
Thank you for the time we've already had of worship this morning.
感谢你带领我们今早敬拜你的时间。
Help us this morning as we look at your word.
请帮助我们今天我们在学习你的话语的时候，
Speak to our hearts.
能够对我们的心说话。
Help us to glean from your word what you have for us.
让我们能够从你的话语中明白你让我们领会一些什么。
Lord, be with our time this morning.
请你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
All right, as we get into the book of James.
当我们学习雅各书的时候。
And one of my favorite books of the Bible is James.
雅各书是我最喜欢的圣经的 书卷之一。
There's so much practical application in the book of James.
在雅各书里有很多关于实际应用的一些建议。
As we look at it, there's just so much that we can learn from it.
我们看那个细节，我们知道在里边我们可以学到很多东西。
But even as I was studying it and trying to get more and see what God had in James,
当我在近身研读的时候，我一直在思考，神让我们从这里学到什么。
Let's take a moment and even look at who the author of the book of James was.
首先让我们看一下这个雅各书的作者是谁。
In James 1:1,
在雅各书的第一章一节
we see that the author is who? It's James, right?
这个作者是雅各。
James, this is James is the half-brother of Jesus.
这个雅各是耶稣的同父异母同母异父的哥哥。
Could you imagine growing up in the same house as Jesus?
你可以想象当年如果和耶稣在一个家里边长大。
Could you imagine what that would be like?
能不能想象那个生活是什么样子？
And I know I grew up in a big family, and you could think of James or Jesus, you know, being God's son. He's perfect.
你可以想象耶稣作为是神的儿子，他是完美无瑕的。
And I grew up in a big family.
我在一个很大的家庭里长大。
And I knew for sure that none of my brothers or sisters were perfect.
我知道我的弟兄姐妹们没有一个是完美的。
I was a pretty good kid, but I'm just kidding.
可能我是唯一的例外。
Even though James, he grew up with the Son of God.
雅各虽然他与耶稣这个神的儿子一起长大。
As we look through the New Testament,
当我们看新约的时候
we see that James and his brothers didn't even believe in Jesus.
我们当时可以想起当时他这个雅各这个耶稣的兄弟并不相信耶稣。
They didn't believe in his message.
他们不相信耶稣的信息。
They didn't believe that he was the son of God like he said he was.
他也不相信耶稣就是他自己所宣称的神的儿子。
But then later, we see that after the resurrection, they believed.
但是我们知道看到后来当耶稣复活之后他们相信了。
And not only did they believe, but James started following God.
不光他们不仅仅是相信他开始跟随神。
And it became something that was important to him.
然后成为他生命中非常重要的事情。
We look even verses in the New Testament and church history.
我们看这个新约或者是看这个教会的历史。
We see that he was a leader of the church in Jerusalem.
我们看到他是耶路撒冷的教会的领袖之一。
So he went from not believing,
他从不信,
to being sold out for Jesus,
to 完全的全身相信。
And we see right here some of his character.
我们从这里可以看到他的一些性格上的特征。
We see the title that he gives himself.
我们看到这个他问自给自己的名称。
James could have said, James, the brother of Jesus.
他可以完全说，雅各，是耶稣的兄弟。
We see in this letter that he's writing to Christians.
他这篇书信是写给基督徒的。
And so that would have got people's attention.
那一句话的宣称就会让大家非常的注意。
If he said, hey, listen to me, I'm Jesus' brother.
如果他说开卷就说大家听我讲我是耶稣的兄弟。
But he didn't do that.
但是他没有这样说。
And he could have said, hey, I'm a James, I'm a leader of the church of Jerusalem.
他也可以说我是雅各我是耶路撒冷教会的领袖。
But that's not how he addressed himself.
那也不是他自己他也不是这样介绍自己的。
He says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他称为自己雅各是神的仆人。
Yeah, he has made he titles himself as just a servant of God.
他把自己称为一个仆人。
And this servant means a bond servant, someone who has given themselves their life in control of someone else.
这个仆人是完全放弃自己，完全全心侍奉的一个仆人。
And not only does he say he's a servant of God, remember that. Same Jesus who at once he didn't believe. Now he says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他这里不仅宣称自己是神的仆人，他还说他是神的仆人， 神和耶稣主耶稣基督的仆人。
And he's addressing, it says, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion.
他这个书信写给说是十二个支派之内的人。
Who are the 12 tribes?
说那些十二个支派的人是谁？
To the children of Israel?
是耶路撒冷，是以色列的儿女。
He's addressing, and then we see in verse 2, he uses the word my brothers, and so he's addressing Christians.
他在第二节告诉我们，他称大家为弟兄，所以说他是对所有的基督徒写的信。
He's addressing Christians that have been scattered.
他是写给散落在十二支派中那些基督徒的信。
They're now living outside of Israel.
他们没有住在以色列以外。
Some in other countries.
有一些是住在其他国家。
And they're scattered because of persecution.
他们分散在各个部落中是因为他们受到迫害。
And because of difficulty.
因为一些困难。
And many of them have been forced out of their home.
很多人就背井离乡。
And we see right here in verse number 2.
我们在第二节看到。
As James is trying to write to encourage these people.
雅各写这些书信是为了鼓励大家
and to help them and to challenge and correct them
去帮助他们去挑战他们的信心
we see that he starts with a tough topic right away
他开卷就选了一个非常非常困难的一个话题
verse number 2
在第二节讲到
James says count it all joy my brothers
这里雅各讲到你们要以为大喜乐。
And if that's all he said and he stopped right there, we know as Christians we should be joyful, right?
如果这个信息就停在那儿我们知道作为基督徒我们应该喜乐。
And we read that and that's good.
我们读到这儿我们觉得哎这很好。
But he goes on.
但是他继续讲。
It's count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds.
信息继续讲是你们要以为大喜乐在你们落在百般试炼中的时候
He doesn't say if you meet trials
他没有说如果你们遇到试炼的时候
He says when you meet trials
而是说当你们遇到试炼的时候
Every one of us has gone through trials or going or will go through trials
我们每个人都经历过一些试炼甚至有些人还要将来继续经历试炼
And James is writing to people that currently areGoing through a lot of difficulty.
雅各给这些在当时现在正在经历试验的人写给这个信息。
And when you're down, the first thing you don't want someone to say is, "Hey, just be joyful, right?"
当你心情低落的时候，你不愿意听到没人有个人当面跟你说，哎，高兴起来。
Yeah, just smile. It's okay.
就笑一笑，也许一切就好了。
That's not how we feel.
那不是我们心里感觉的。
And as we'll see, James isn't just saying, hey, you're going through a hard time, just be joyful.
这里雅各没有说，哎，我知道你现在经历一个很困难的时期，就是高高兴兴喜乐就好了。
But he's saying, we can consider this difficulty, this trial, as joy.
他跟我们讲说，我们可以考虑这些试炼，是让我们有大喜乐。
Because as we look at James, verse number 3.
我们看第三节。
Says that for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
So how as Christians should we respond to trials?
作为基督徒，我们该怎样应对试验呢
？We should respond with joy.
我们应该以喜乐的心相对。
How can we respond with joy?
我们怎样去用这个喜乐的心去相对
？Says for you know.That the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
因为你们知道，你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Because when you go through trials,
当你经历试验的时候
，when you go through testing,
当你经历这个历练
，even though the experience isn't fun,
因为这个经历的过程是很痛苦
，we know that trial, that testing, will make our faith stronger.
我们知道这个试炼的过程会让我们的信仰更加坚定。
Will give us endurance.
会给我们耐心、忍耐。
And who likes to run? Does anyone like to run?
这里有没有一些喜欢跑步的人
？No, I know some of the youth do cross country, right?
所以我们知道有些年轻人在学校参加越野跑的队。
Okay, maybe nobody likes to run.
也许大家都不喜欢跑步。
But if you're getting ready for a race, you need to.
如果你准备比赛的时候。
Yeah, you need to increase your endurance, right?
你需要建立自己的耐久性。
You need to be tested, so your endurance will get stronger.
你要一直不断的练习，然后你的耐久力会越来越强。
And when we are tested.
我们经历我们在被试炼。
When our faith is tested.
当我们的信心被试炼的时候。
Our faith is being made stronger.
我们的信心会被增强。
It is showing us if our faith is real.
它会告诉我们的信心是否是真实的。
Also, testing shows us, hey, what we are lacking.
同时，这个试炼的过程也让我们意识到我们缺乏什么。
What we need to learn.
我们还需要学习什么。
And when you're in school and you have a test.
我们在学校的时候，如果是经过一些测验。
Maybe we don't like the test.
我们可能不喜欢那些考试和测验。
But that test.It's showing us and the teacher what we know, right?
但是这些测验和那些考试告诉我们，也告诉老师哪些地方我们还没有学明白。
Would you be very happy if your kids came home and said that the teacher said no test at all this semester?
大概家长都不喜欢听，如果孩子们回到家说老师讲过这学期不要考试。
Oh, that would be great, right?
可能很多孩子们觉得很好，家长不会很高兴。
But we need that testing.
大家都就在学习过程中，我们需要这个测验。
That's James. He says that you can have joy not because of this trial.
在雅各告诉我们，你在你的喜乐不是说是你有这个试炼。
Not because of this, because life is hard right now.
不是因为生活现在很艰难。
But you can have joy because what you know it's doing in your life.
你的喜乐是来自于这个通过试炼，你可以在试炼中学习，这试炼会产生一些什么。
And in verse 2, it says, when you meet trials of various kinds.
这个在第二节还告诉我们，你们有各种各样的试炼。
And there's big trials in life.
有很大的试炼。
And sometimes there's just inconvenient trials.
有的时候可能就是让我们自己不方便的一些小的试炼。
If you're like me,
如果你像我一样
sometimes you'll look at somebody who has a very hard trial.
你说你看有些人经历很大的试炼
and then you feel even embarrassed to think about your trial.
然后回头看自己经历这么小的试炼，觉得自己很尴尬
It seems so small.
觉得自己经历的真是和那些大的试炼相比不算什么
But James has various kinds, many kinds.
这里边雅各提到说各种各样的试炼。
And God wants to use all of the trials we're going through.
神想用我们生活中试炼的所有的经历的所有试炼
to strengthen our faith.
来加强我们的加强我们的信心。
So we can have joy because we know that this trial is making our faith stronger.
所以我们在这过程中，我们知道通过这个试炼，我们的信心会更加增强。所以因为这个，我们会有喜乐。
Next, look at James 1:4.
我们看雅各书一章四节。
Says and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
As Christians, we should respond to trials with joy.
作为基督徒，我们应该回应以喜乐来回应试炼。
And we can do that because we know it's building our faith.
我们知道这个过程可以增强我们的信心。
But also, it's building our faith. It says, and let steadfastness have its full effect.
这个里所讲到说，这个过程会增进我们的信心。这个忍耐让我们完备。
Let that endurance increase in your life.
让我们这个忍耐的过程能够不断的完全我们的生命。
Let it have its complete work in you.
让它完全是在我们生命中做完全的功效。
So that your faith will be complete.
你们的信心就会完备。
That you won't be lacking.
你就不会缺乏任何。
And God is teaching us through trials.
神是通过试炼来教导我们。
Yes, to strengthen our faith, to mature us.
是来增强我们的信心，让我们更加成熟。
But also to make us more like Him.
也让我们更加的像他。
In Philippians 4:4,
在腓立比书四章四节。
Paul.
保罗。
He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, "Rejoice."
保罗讲到你们要靠主常常喜乐。
And as Paul is writing this, Paul is in jail.
当保罗写那个信息的时候，保罗是在监狱里边。
Paul has gone through much difficulty.
保罗经历了很多的困难。
But he's saying, "Hey, we still need to rejoice in the Lord."
他还在提醒我们，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
Because once again, of what we know, this trial is doing for our faith.
这就是因为我们知道这个试炼，会增强我们的信心。
It's increasing our faith and making us more like Christ.
让我们信心增强，让我们能更加像主耶稣基督。
And that should be all of our goal, to be more like Christ.
这应该是我们最终的目标，就是更像神。
If our goal is to be more like Him,
如果我们的目标是更像我们的主耶稣，
then even though we're going through a difficulty,
即使我们在经历困难的时候，
we can have joy because we know that this is drawing us closer to God.
我们心里会充满喜乐，因为我们知道这个试炼的过程让我们与神更加亲近。
And this is making us more like Him.
这会让我们更加像主耶稣基督。
The opposite is true.
如果这个反面也是对的。
If our goal is not to be more like Christ.
如果我们的目标是不是更像耶稣基督，
If our goal is just our own happiness.
如果我们的目标仅仅是我们自己的喜乐，
our own success.
我们自己的成功，
then when James says to consider it joy to have joy.
当这个雅各说当考虑到这个喜乐，
we can't.
我们做不到。
Because this trial is not helping us get closer to our goal.
因为这个试炼不让我们让没有让我们让没让我们离我们的目标更近。
But as a Christian, though,
作为基督徒，
if we will make our goal to increase our faith,
如果我们让我们的目标是能够让我们信心增长，
and to be more like Christ,
能更像主耶稣基督。
Our joy is not coming from what we're going through.
我们的喜乐不是从我们经历什么而来，
but from what God is doing in our life.
而是从神在我们生命中做的那些工而来。
I think it's good to remember too.
我想这边应该是我们应该记住这样的事。
It's not just because we're a Christian that we go through difficulties.
不是因为我们是基督徒，我们才经历困难的试炼。
God does allow testing in our life.
神允许很多的试炼临到我们。
But I think probably every one of us knows people who are not Christians.
但我们也认识很多人，很多不是基督徒的人。
Who go through difficulties.
也经历生活中的试炼。
Who go through heartbreak.
who 经历他们伤心的事情。
And they don't understand this joy.
他们不明白这个喜乐。
They don't have that goal to be more like Christ.
因为他们心里边没有这个目标，也就是说更像主耶稣基督的这个目标。
As we look at how to have joy.
我们再继续看，我们怎样才能有这个喜乐。
Or why we can have joy.
为什么我们会有这个喜乐？
You know, it's because of what God's doing in our life.
这个喜乐来自于神在我们生命中做工。
But also we can have joy because we know that we can go to God.
而且我们这个喜乐也来自于我们知道在一切试炼中我们可以去向神，我们去与神亲近，向神求。
When you're going through difficulty, do you always know what to do?
当你经历困难的时候，你知道怎样做吗？
Do you always have the answer?
你有这个答案吗？
No.
很多时候我们没有。
Even when things are good, I don't always have the answer.
因为当时一切事情顺利进行的时候，我们也不一定知道答案是什么。
But we have a wise God.
但是我们知道我们有一个全能，
who does.
全能智慧的神，知道一切。
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
It says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him."
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神， 主就必赐给他。
When we're going through something difficult, God says, "Hey, you know, you don't know the answer. You don't have the wisdom. Go to God."
当我们遇到很困难的试炼的时候，我们不知道答案是什么，不知道怎样去做。神告诉我们去向神求。
What promise does He give us if we ask?
他给我们的应许是什么呢？如果我们问，我们得到神怎样的应许呢？
He said He will give it to us generously.
这里的答案是神会非常的非常的厚赐于众人。
Does you need wisdom?
你需要智慧。
You need understanding what to do in this trial?
你知道想知道在这个试炼中该怎样去做。
Or how to learn from this trial?
怎样去从这试炼中学习功课。
God says ask.
神说你就去求问。
He'll give it to you.
他会厚赐，他会给你。
He's not going to get after you for asking.
他不会说是很不高兴你来问他。
He says without reproach.
他说是不会斥责你。
He's not going to correct you and just say you should know the answer.
他不会说你本来就应该知道这个答案，他不会这样的斥责批评你。
But God wants to give it to us.
神愿意给我们。
But there's one condition though.
但是有一个条件。
We see in the next verses.
我们看第六节。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么。
He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
What's the only condition he has?
这里的唯一条件是什么？
That we must ask him.In faith.
我们必须要以信心来求。
We must believe that He will give it to us.
我们必须要相信他一定会给我们。
I find this illustration He gives to be very good.
我这里想，我感觉这里边的解释是非常好的一个形象的解释。
He said, "For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind."
因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
It's like at the wave, like in a storm.
就像我们想象在风暴中的那些波浪。
And you have the wave. It's like the wave of like faith, not faith. You know, trust, not trust.
这个在这种相信不相信这种有信心和没信心之间动荡不平。
I know for me.
对我来讲。
When I go through difficulty.
当我经历困难的时候。
And I am struggling to trust God in it.
我其实心里很挣扎来相信神。
That my emotions can kind of be like a wave.
我的情感有的时候就像这个波浪一样。
You know, I'm trusting God.
我一边有的时候想我相信神。
But then I kind of trust myself.
然后我又反过来想我相信我自己。
You see, when we doubt, that's how we are. We're just going up and down.
当我们在疑惑的时候，我们就像这样的波浪一样犹疑不定。
He uses another. He says a double-minded man.
这里还讲到三心二意的人。
Oh, before that, sorry. He says, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
神说这样疑惑的人不要想从神那里得到什么。
So he says that if you ask believing,
就是想你在求的时候以信心来求。
I will give you wisdom.
神会给你。
I'll give you understanding.
赐给你的理解。
But if you doubt when you ask,
当你心里心存疑惑的时候，问的时候没有信心来求，
because you shouldn't even think that you're going to get that.
你这心里面就不应该期待神会应允你的祷告。
When we go through difficulty,
当我们经历困难的时候，
and our faith is being tested,
我们的信心经历试炼，
and God is using this time where we ask for wisdom.Where He is increasing our faith.
神在用这个过程，当我们请求我们在祈求智慧的时候，神用这个过程增强我们的信心。
Think of the times when you went through difficulty.
想想你自己经历过困难的时候。
And I know sometimes we fail to respond correctly.
有的时候你没有正确的回应。
But think of the times where God took care of it for you.
想一想那个当年神拖着你走过那过程的时候。
When God taught you and increased your faith.
当神教导你，然后增强你的信心。
That next time you went to Him.
当下一次你去求他的时候。
Was your faith stronger?
当你的信心是不是更加强？
You had even more confidence because you've seen Him work before.
你的信心会增强，因为你知道他以前在你的生命中做过工。
What's so awesome about God?
神的奇妙伟大之处。
Is that He doesn't make us go through trials by ourselves.
他不是说让我们经历这试炼，让我们自己独行。
But He's there with us.
他与我们同在，经历这个试炼。
He cares about us.
他深切地关爱着我们。
He's interested in what's going on in our life.
他对我们的生命中经历的一切非常感兴趣。
We can have joy because we know our faith is being increased.
我们充满了喜乐，是因为我们知道我们的信心是会被增强。
This is growing us and making us more like Christ.
这会让我们更加的成长，能够更像主耶稣基督。
We have joy because we know we can ask God and He'll help us.
我们心里充满大喜的，因为我们知道我们向神求的时候，神会帮助我们。
And that God will never leave us.
神不会不管我们。
The Bible says that He will never leave you nor forsake you.
圣经告诉我们，他不会离弃你，不离不弃。
Sometimes we leave Him.
有的时候是我们离弃神。
And we forsake Him.
我们忘记神。
He says, I'll never do that to you.
但神不会这样对我们。
He's always good.
他永远的是那样慈爱。
Last part in closing is we'll skip through a few verses and get down to verse 12.
我们跳过几节，一起来看十二节。
It says, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试炼试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Also says we can have joy because we know that if we will endure.
我们心里边充满喜乐，因为我们知道我们在忍耐经历这个试炼的过程中。
We will remain faithful during this trial.
我们会我们忠实的跟随神经历这个试炼。
God says that you will be blessed.
神告诉我们你就会受到祝福。
And you will receive rewards.
你会收到祝福和。
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
Reward, okay. 奖赏 Sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. Thank you. I thought about speaking Chinese today, but I figured, you know, it'd be maybe 10 seconds, so.But good. We may not understand everything we go through now.
我们也许对我们生命中经历的一切不是完全明白。
And there's things that we may not understand till we go to heaven.
可能还有很多事情，可能我们永远也不会明白，直到我们进到天堂那一时刻。
But that's okay.
我们其实这样是没问题的。
Because we know that we can have joy.
因为我们知道我们心里我们可以得到喜乐。
You know, either today, it's a choice though if we have joy.
这个得到喜乐是一个选择。
You're going through what you're going through, and you decide though if you're going to have joy.
你在经历这一切试炼的时候，你可以决定你是要喜乐还是不要。
You can decide that I'm going to allow this to build my faith.
你可以决定说，我可以允许这个试炼来增强我的信心。
And to be more like Christ.
让我能够更像主耶稣基督
to be more that he wants me to be,
能够更像他希望我成为的样子
or I can be angry,
或者我可以选择来愤怒
which is very easy to do,
是非常容易的选择
it's easy to get discouraged,
非常容易能够受到有挫败感
and life can be hard sometimes,
有的时候生命其实生活的过程是很困难的
it says on the reverse that if we choose not to have joy and to see what God wants to do in our life,
如果是说我们可以选择去有喜乐，然后看神要在我们生命中成就什么。
That's when we just become angry.
当我们选择我们选择不这样做的时候，我们可能会非常的愤怒。
And our faith just falls apart.
我们的信心可能就会受到很大的挫败，甚至完全跌落。
So as we close today,
当我们今天在结束的时候，
Can I encourage you?
我想鼓励大家。
If you're going through something right now,
当你生命中正在经历一个 trial, 正在经历一个试炼的时候，
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Bible says endure.
神说忍耐。
Keep pushing on.
坚持，坚持，一直往前走。
Yeah, keep going.
往前行。
It doesn't mean it'll be easy.
不是说这过程会很容易。
It doesn't mean you'll always understand.
没有说你一切，你能够明白所有的这个一切的过程。
But trust that God does have a plan for you.
但是相信神一定有他的计划。
And maybe you're not going through something right now.
也许你生命中现在很平稳，没有经历这些试炼。
And right now, life's going pretty good.
也许现在生活中真是一帆风顺。
And I hope that's the case.
我希望大家是这样的情况。
And maybe just your job's going well.
也许你的工作很顺利。
Kids are doing well in school.
孩子在学校学习功课也很好。
Church life is great.
在教会的生活也很好。
I encourage you to encourage others.
我是这里鼓励大家能够你成为能够鼓励其他经历试炼的人
，to comfort those around you，
能够给你周围的人带来安慰。
And Second Corinthians，
在哥林多后书
，Chapter 1 verse 3 and 4，
一章三节四节
，says Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort。
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in all our affliction？
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
So that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction，
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各种患难的人。
With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God。
当我们可以用神给我们的安慰来安慰我们周遭的人。
So today, would you decide, hey, maybe I'm not going through a difficulty.
可能今天你没有经历那些试炼。
But I guarantee there's people in this room who are.
但是我相信在这个房间里边，有些人正在经历生命的试炼。
And would you go and lift up your brother or sister in Christ?
我想鼓励你们能够去鼓励这些弟兄姐妹。
And encourage them in their Christian faith.
鼓励他们能够增强他们的基督的对基督的信心。
And that's one thing I love about the Christian life.
这也是我非常喜欢基督徒生命的一部分。
Is we don't have to do it alone.
就是说我们不需要自己独自的经历这些试炼。
We have a God who loves us.
我们知道我们有一个深爱我们的神。
And we have a very large family.
我们有一个非常大的一个这个基督徒的教会家庭。
So today, whatever you go through, you're going through, are going through, let God have His work in your life.
So, 今天无论你在经历什么，允许神在你生命中做工。
Now let's close in prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束今天的讲道。
Dear God,
亲爱的天父
，Thank you once again for just the privilege to come into your house.
感谢你，感谢你让我们来到你的殿中。
And to look at your awesome word.
能看到你给我们这样的丰美的话语。
God, we know there's things that we don't understand.
我们知道有些事情我们不明白。
But help us to trust you.
请你帮助我们信靠你。
Who knows all things.
因为你是全知全能的神。
God, thank you for the good times.
感谢你给我们美好的时间。
And thank you for the bad times.
感谢你给我们那些试炼的时间。
Would you increase our faith?
请你增强我们的信心。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
当我们在学到雅各书第一章关于试炼的时候 I think something that's really important for us to remember is that although we are guaranteed to go through trials, we don't have to be miserable going through them.
我觉得一件事情很重要要去记得，就是当我们在经过试炼的时候，我们不需要很难过。
Instead, we're able to be joyful because we know that God is in control and that He loves us as a good father.
我们应该要经常喜乐，因为我们知道上帝是上帝在控制我们，然后他爱我们。
So we can know that God can use these trials to increase our faith and to make us more like Jesus.
所以我们知道上帝是用这些试炼来增强我们的信心，然后让我们更像耶稣。
We can know that He is perfect in all of His ways and that we can be joyful knowing what God is doing in our lives.
我们知道他是完美的，然后我们可以在他里面喜乐。
We can also know that, we can go to Him for wisdom, knowing that He is our good Father.
我们可以常常寻求他，寻求智慧，因为我们知道他是好的父亲。
So in closing, if we can just stand, and we'll close out with this song, Good Good Father. I think I just want us to be confident, knowing that He is our good Father, and that we can go to Him and we can have joy even in trials.
You're a good All of your ways, you are perfect in all of your ways, too.
Sound a little crazy, but if you can just hold the hand of the person next to you, if you could just join hands as a church, I just really want us to spend some time just praying for each other. I don't know like how many of you guys are going through trials right now, and even as Kendall said, like maybe we're not going through trials, but maybe our brothers and sisters on our left and right are going through trials. And so if we can just join hands, if we can just pray for each other and just cry out. We don't know whether they're going through trials. We don't know what they're going through. But Ephesians 6:18 says to pray in the Holy Spirit for all of the saints. And so if we can just do that together, just pray, just ask for faith, strengthen faith for the people next to you. Just ask God to just bless them and to really carry them through whatever trials they're going through, and for their faith to be strengthened and their joy to be greater even through this trial. And so let's just spend some time crying out for each other as we close out. I just want to thank you for just the time that you've given us to just be here together as brothers and sisters, God. And I just pray for each of us, God, as we go through our daily lives, whether we're in some trials that we're facing right now, or whether our lives are really smooth, God. I just pray that you would allow us to glorify you and worship you with all of our lives. And as we leave today, God, I pray that you would give us a greater sense of what community is and what your church is supposed to be like, God, and that allow us to support each other, God, when we're going through trials, and for us to pray for each other and pray for greater strength, God, and greater faith, Lord. And so I just ask you for these things, and I pray these things in your name.